7 a.m. Virginia Chow at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. The gloves came off last night in the Republican presidential debate in California. Mitt Romney accused Senator John McCain of misrepresenting his position on Iraq, calling it, quote, tricks that Ronald Reagan would call reprehensible. McCain took shots at Romney's work as a CEO in the private sector and then continued to accuse him of supporting timetables for withdrawal in Iraq. Romney says those charges are false. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is throwing his support to John McCain. Schwarzenegger says he is impressed with McCain's commitment to reducing global warming, as well as his support for alternative fuel sources. Schwarzenegger also praised McCain for being willing to reach across the aisle to work with Democrats. McCain is also set to receive endorsements from Georgia's two Republican senators. Detroit's mayor is asking for forgiveness from his family and his city over a sex scandal. During a televised apology, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick also vowed not to resign. A local newspaper uncovered racy text messages sent between the Democratic mayor and his ex-chief of staff. Kilpatrick and his chief of staff denied having an affair. She stepped down yesterday. A prosecutor is now investigating whether they lied under oath. Some more trouble for Britney Spears. The pop star was hospitalized this morning. Police said only that she was taken to a hospital late last night to, quote, get help. This is the second hospital visit for Spears this month. Here's a Super Bowl surprise. TV sales are up. It's good news for stores at a time when a lot of people are worried about the economy, and so they're tightening up their purse strings. One industry survey estimates that consumers will buy close to 4 million new televisions in time for the big game on Sunday. And those are the headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.